It's Monday, February 8th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Obama administration refuses to label the persecution of Christians by the Islamic State as genocide. This despite the European Union Parliament recently applying that designation. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest explained Thursday that making the designation would have, quote, legal ramifications, unquote. Hundreds of thousands of Christians and other religious minorities have been forced from their homes. The United Nations reports that more than 18,800 have been killed in Iraq since 2014, and over 3,500 women and children are still slaves. Quoted in the Christian Post, Travis Weber, director of the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council, said the administration's decision is based on political fear. He said there is moral and legal weight behind calling it genocide. Psalm 14, 4-5 asks, do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tried to draw parallels between Christianity and Islam last week. Pelosi invoked Islam's prophet Muhammad at Thursday's National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. She also claimed that Christianity, Judaism, and Islam share the same teaching on loving our neighbor. The Apostle John warned in 1 John 4:1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook Taiwan on Saturday at 4 a.m. It was felt on the other side of the island in the capital, Taipei, as well as in mainland China. A total of 9 buildings collapsed in Tainan, the city hit hardest by the quake, according to Fox News. 100 people are still missing, and 14 deaths have been reported thus far. Nearly 400 homes in Flint, Michigan have registered high levels of lead from tests of their drinking water. Many children in Flint have been found to have high levels of lead in their blood as well. Former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal was the latest Republican leader to endorse Marco Rubio for the presidential nomination. On Friday, Jindal said on Fox News, Marco can unify our party. I think he's a principled conservative. I think he's the right guy. Keeping in mind God's standard for the civil magistrate, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such men over them to be rulers. Exodus 18:21. Infanticide and dismemberment abortions will continue in New Hampshire. State legislators voted down 2 pro-life bills last week. The first would require abortionists to care for babies born alive after failed abortion procedures, but was defeated in a 9-7 vote. The other bill would have prohibited dismemberment abortions and was voted down 9-8. After exposing Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts, David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt of the Center for Medical Progress were indicted by a grand jury for tampering with a government document, and DeLeiden was also charged with trying to purchase fetal tissue. Focus on the Family president, Jim Daly, described the indictment as, quote, government hypocrisy, unquote, and encouraged Christians to offer support and prayers for DeLeiden and his colleague. Record numbers are reaching out for help in human trafficking cases. According to an annual report by Polaris, over 1,600 victims reached out for help in 2015, a 24% increase compared to 2014, according to a World Magazine report. The Denver Broncos are the Super Bowl champions for a third time after dismantling the Carolina Panthers 24-10. Peyton Manning said after the game that he would kiss his wife and kids, drink a lot of Budweiser, and thank the, quote, man upstairs, unquote, before announcing any potential retirement. But every sign points to this being Manning's final game, according to NFL.com. The largest Christian cross in America is set for construction in the city of Corpus Christi, Texas. Local church pastor Rick Milby said it will reach 210 feet into the sky and spread 95 feet wide. The Corpus Christi cross will be rooted 48 feet into the ground and will be visible from 5 miles away. And that's the world view on this Monday, February 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.